By faith, we understand that the worlds were formed by the Word of God. Victor Oluwadamilari of the Ecclesia Embassy, the Church of the Called Out Ones, brings you the counsel of God in this teaching. Pay attention to these words. Your best days are here.
The Lord, Father, thank you for the privilege of standing before you today. Lift up your voice of worship right now and just bless Him. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. From this time forth, even forever, we bless the Lord. 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 Somebody bless Him because He has blessed you. Lift up your voice and bless the Lord. Lift up your voice and bless the Lord. Lift up your voice and bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Lift up your voice and bless the Lord. He's worthy. Lift up your voice and bless the Lord. 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 He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Oh, we bless you, Jesus. Everybody, lift up your voice. You, Lord, say.
Receive my worship.
quiet for what he has done for us. No stone, no rock, no tree will take your place, because God has done you well. God, I've been good to you. God, I've been faithful to you. You cannot but worship him. Everybody, hey! And as long as I am breathing, is my worship. He's my worship. All of my worship. This is my worship. All of my worship. Know what you are doing, brother. You said it's your worship. Give it to him. Is that the best you can give to him? You said it's all. Don't hold anything back. Let him receive all of my worship. Lift up your two hands to him, everybody, everywhere. You deserve the lifting of our hands. Only you deserve. You deserve. You deserve the lifting of our hands. The Bible said men ought to worship God everywhere, lifting up holy hands. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 8. Passion, if you have, sir. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 8. Passion. Lifting up holy hands without any form of reservation. Therefore, I encourage that man to pray on every occasion with hands lifted to God in worship, with clean hearts, free from frustration or strife. He deserves the lifting of your hands. Lift it up to him. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. You deserve. You deserve. You deserve the lifting of our hands. You deserve. You deserve. You deserve. hear you say, everybody say,
you deserve,
you deserve, personalize it, the lifting off my head, off my head. Only you deserve. This is what you deserve for all you have done for me. Oh, the lifting of my head. One more time, you deserve. When you lift up your hands to him, it's not just a commitment, neither is it just a symbol of surrenderedness. It's a declaration of your worship and your absolute worth of who you're worshiping. It deserves it. Master, we lift our hands to you in this place. Half of the month had come already, and just suddenly it's December 2019. We can only be grateful to you. We can only be thankful to you. Only you deserve this. Only you deserve this. Thank you for keeping us alive. Thank you for watching over our family. You deserve.
You deserve.
You deserve.
You deserve.
You deserve. It deserves it. We can't stop praising you, Jesus. Hey, you alone, you alone, you alone are worthy of my praise. You hear only the voice. Everybody, you alone.
You alone.
You alone.
You alone.
You alone.
You alone.
Art worthy of my praise.
Worthy of my praise.
You alone. Go ahead now, lift up your voice. Don't speak in tongues. Lift up your voice right now and begin to speak of his praise. Talk of his praise. Declare his righteousness and his graciousness and his faithfulness. Don't be quiet at this point. Let your voice be heard. Thank him. He knows what he has done, and he wants to hear you say it. He took care of you, your children. He took care of your education. He took care of your family. He took care of your wife. He took care of your husband. He took care of your coming in and going out. He took care of your standing and sitting. He blessed your water. Blessed your food. Indeed, watch over you. He was there when there was nobody. He's too strong when everybody gave up on you. When the door was shut, he opened another one for you. You gotta be grateful, brother. You gotta be grateful, sister. Show forth his righteousness. Show forth his graciousness. He had been good to you. Thank him. Bless him. Honor him. He deserves it. 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 Don't be quiet. Only the dead is permitted to be quiet. The living must praise him. Somebody praise the Lord. Somebody praise him. Somebody praise him. Don't hold back. Just praise him. He deserves it. He alone is worthy of all your praise. He alone is worthy of all your thanks. He alone is worthy of everything. We celebrate you. We celebrate. Can I ask that you bow down just your head before God? Master. You know, there's actually nothing that is worthy to give from us to you. But one thing you cannot reject from us is our worship of you. This is what we have done this morning, and next Sunday we promise you we'll give you in this full package in reflections of all that you've done in 2019. None of us was lost. None of us died. You watch over everything that has to do with us. Even our properties were not stolen or destroyed. How much more our wives, our husbands, our children, even the babies in the womb. Every delivery, every pregnancy was interned. You brought forth the Ecclesians into glory. We can only be grateful. You alone are worthy of all our praise. And you deserve it. You deserve it, Lord. Receive this from us today. Thank you. And thank you again. We choose to hear your word again today. Thank you. Amen. Rise to your feet, everyone. Just look at your neighbor and tell that neighbor, I'm just grateful to God. I don't want to make any boast in anything, but I'm just grateful to God. In Jesus' name, let's give Jesus a big hand, a big hand, a big hand, a big hand, a very strong one, a very strong one, a very strong one, joining with a shout of glory. Thank you, Father. Please, you may be seated, God's people. It's my joy to welcome us into today's service. I want to thank God for His word again and again and again and again. In this month of December 2019, time will reveal us. We had begun the teaching series. The first was Time and Destiny. The first Sunday of the month. That was the fifth thereof. Or the third thereof. And then, just last week, we saw the speakings of time. Before we go into today, let's do a summary of last week. ICT guys, let's set the stage for that. So you just fix your eyes on the screen, please.
Through, so nobody must be your standard. Christ is your standard. And the Bible said he left us with an example. Is an example that this is how it's going to be. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So what you will go through is not what I will go through. The time that you will be revealed is not the time that I will be revealed. There is no comparison or competition anywhere. But one thing that is sure is that time must reveal you. Seven things I'm going to communicate here.
My glory to God.
God will help us today.
Time must reveal me. Walk to four people with every strength and audacity. Look at them eyeball to eyeball and tell them time must reveal me. Glory to God. Please, you may be seated. All right. We look at this morning, time and alignment. Time and alignment. That can never be separated. The alignment of time is so crucial. In fact, that's why it's called time. If time is not aligning, then it's a monumental waste. How many of us have wristwatches on? Just keep your hand up like this. I don't know about you. How many of us, don't be ashamed. God is watching you. How many of us have put on wristwatches that are not working, but you just want to pose? Enough. Oh, glory to God. That's why I just want to. And then the irony of it is when suddenly someone under duress comes to tell you, sir, what's the time? I say, hey, what did you say? I think it's about around. Are you with somebody? So it's so profound. Because, we talk about the accuracy, the precision, the exactitude of time. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Many a times, you want to know the exact time.
I was to pray by 12 midnight yesterday to enter today. So when it was 5 minutes to 12, my alarm rang. I said, why now? Why? it was so interesting that I didn't sleep, but I was not ready to pray. Suddenly, it was 2 minutes to 12. And it was, do you understand what I'm trying to say? That is, sometimes there are some things you want to do, and you just want to be, you want it to be exactly that time. It's very key, it's very crucial. The same thing with you and God. There are so many things that God wants to bring into manifestation in your life. He's just waiting for that exact time for it to happen. Let's take note of that as students of the Word of God. Number one, the beauty of time and timing is when it is on time. The beauty of time and timing is when it is on time. Nobody celebrates a clock that is not working well. I have two table clocks in my room, one by the left, one by the right of my bed. But suddenly, for the past 2 weeks, I discovered the one by the left has stopped working. So subconsciously, my neck never tilts again towards the one that doesn't work. Anytime I'm doing anything, it goes this way. So, do you understand what I'm trying to say? Why? That one is not working. One thing, ladies and gentlemen, one utensil that you don't joke with in your house is the clock. The beauty of it, the clock, is when it is working. It's not when it's just there on the wall. The beauty of time is when it is on time. You will be on time. You can imagine a clock that is always slow. And you miss a particular appointment, or a wristwatch that is always slow, or to make the matter to the one that goes too fast. The beauty. If you have a gold wristwatch, sir, and I have a leather wristwatch that is just maybe 1,000 naira,
and yours is some five figures. If it's not working, it's useless. The clock is not for furniture and fitting. It's for fulfillment. Someone said here. So do you understand? You are so conscious. So you will prefer to look at your old grandfather's clock than to look at your wristwatch that was so expensive. Because that one was reliable. The beauty of time and its timings is when it is on time. When it is in accuracy. Number two, going ahead of time, therefore, is tantamount to frustrations and struggles. Going ahead of time will result into unending frustrations and unlimited struggles. A luta continua. Listen to me, somebody. The danger of going ahead of time is that nothing is prepared. Did you hear what I said, sir? Nothing is what? Nothing is prepared. Because it was not set. One of the worst things that can happen to you is that you are invited as a special guest to a party and you got there early enough. You'll agree with me that they will drop the fact that you're a special guest and they needed hands. What would they do, sir? In fact, the jollof rice is still. I'm not talking small pots. What do you call, is it adogon? What do you call those big ones? And then I say, sir, remove your tie, sir. And they begin to steer it for them. And then to make the matters interesting, sir, the chair, sir, just set it. Even you are sitting on the eye table, say, set it yourself, sir. You won't go ahead of your time. It can be very frustrating, sir. It can be very frustrating. I mean, the things that would have happened if you came on time would not add up because it's not set. It's not yet fully prepared. So the energy you should have used when you come at the exact time, you begin to use to prepare for time to happen. Shakabaya. Don't be in a hurry, sir. Don't forget last Sunday, my destiny is not your destiny. My path is not your path. My distress is not your distress. My time will never be your time. Because someone is shining now does not mean you have to shine now. But the good news is this. When you arrive, when you shine, your shining will last. That amen is not lasting. It's very, very crucial that you understand this. Anyone that is known, celebrated, honored now is their time. Your time will also come. Don't struggle. Believe me, sir. Don't struggle. Don't struggle. When your time comes, everybody will know. When your time comes, remember last week, sir, when your time comes, anything you do will speak. Anything you say, like I said last week, say rubbish. They will say you are saying wise words. Number three. Going after your time. That is another scenario entirely. The second was going before. Is that okay? Number three. Going after your time is sheer waste and irrelevance. Because at that time, everything has expired for you. So you're just going after your time. I mean, there's nothing. There's nothing to matter. It's sheer waste and irrelevance. It leads to regrets and colorlessness. Think about it, sir. You were to cook jollof rice. Huh? And you finish cooking the jollof rice. Suddenly, after you've cooked the jollof rice, they're now bringing, you started serving, and then they're now bringing, just imagine, huh? curry, thyme, pepper. What is the essence of that at that point? Someone is saying, you can still spread it on it. You just kill yourself. I mean, just imagine. The beauty of curry, thyme, and pepper is when it starts with jollof rice from the beginning. Can a woman testify to that? Men, you don't know. Your own is concussion. Do you understand? The beauty, you know. Are you with me, somebody? Thank you, Jesus. You can imagine when you need a particular amount of money for a very, very timeline issue that your destiny is tied to, and the person did not make the money available. Suddenly, when your time had elapsed and you have lost that opportunity and that contract, the person now says, come and collect it. What will you tell the person? Can I pray for you? And in the name of Jesus, God will send you help that is right and early. Psalm 46. Kalabala shatadadada. My time will not be wasted. Declare it with every strength of heaven. Declare it with every vigor of God. I won't go before my time. I won't go after my time. I will not waste my time. No one will waste my time. I will get there early on time. It shall be according to the word of the Lord, that God will show himself mighty on my behalf. In Jesus' name. David said, and I want you to look at these two prayers, and you pray it. Psalm 46. Verse 1. God is my refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Someone say amen to that. Yeah. Message said, ready to help when we need him. Lift up your right hand. Father, when I need you, don't come after. Don't come later. When I need you, be ready on time to help. Lift up your voice and declare that prayer right now. Ready to help when it is needed. That is the beauty of help. That is the beauty of time. Ready to help, Jesus. Masito farida baye. Intovre badiko to brege tete tete. Rabea fenomba lata bia soto briga baye. Ready to help when it is needed. Ready to show the way when it is needed. That is who you are. Ready to show the way when I'm demanding for the way. Thank you, Father. Look at verse 5 of that King James, that Psalm 46. That kind of help is coming for someone today. Now, declare it loud with the strength of heaven. Read. Go. God is the midst of me. I shall not be moved. God shall help me. And that right early. What kind of help? Right early help. Sir, did you see the difference between verse 1 and verse 2? Verse 1 said, a very present help in trouble, meaning the trouble came and it helped you. But this one said, right early, to the point that instead of trouble, you escape the trouble. Which one do you prefer? I think that second one is better. Right and what? Early. Friends, that is the kind of help God has been showing you most of the times. That suddenly the economics and the challenges that others should go through, or had go through, or will go through, suddenly you went through it and it looked as if nothing happened. This is the kind of help. write an early help. You know what you do at this point? Rise to your feet, 16 days to go. In the name of Jesus, I lay hold on the right and early help. In the name of Jesus, before I enter the new decade, I enjoy the right and early help. In the mighty name of Jesus, he's speaking for me, he's answering for me, he's delivering for me by the authority of heaven, just to do God's will. Just to do God's will over my life. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy it. This is my communication today. In the midst of God's people. This is my communication today. In the midst of God's people. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your right hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice that this day you will send them right and early help. In Jesus' name. You may be seated. So number three again, going after your time will lead to sheer waste, irrelevancies all around your life, so much regrets and colorlessness. In fact, there will be no glory. Are you with me, somebody? No glory. Nothing to talk about. Nothing to talk about. No glory. There's a time for everything. Everything. There's no sense in a man trying to go to secondary school at the age of 40 something. Are you with me, somebody? One of the words that I was privileged to have with God's servant was before I left, that's Bishop Oyedepo. He was talking about another man of God. He was a great man of God. And then it was just at his age of 55 that he got it right that God was calling him to start an assignment. That was not funny. And God's servant said to him, now he was saying that was not even, God's servant didn't even know that the following month or 2 months after, I will come back to him and tell him that it's now time for me. So he was just saying that to me, and he was talking about timing of life. Now, when he said that, it was the one that made me know that that man had gone. So I went to meet the man, and I sowed a seed into his life. And he said to me, he said, Victor, learn from me, I'm a fig tree. I said, sir, explain better. He said, I was exactly 40 years old when God told me to start this work. I'm starting 15 years after. He said, can you see now, there's really no glory, but I just want to obey God. And then just recently, I was told that I don't want to talk about that. But it's so sad. You won't waste time. Are you with me, somebody? It's so sad. It's so sad. At the age of 55, sir, that's the normal government retirement age. Is that not true? Meaning you should have entered. One of these times, we'll look at the glory of age. Age. And I'm going to take my time to communicate that to the youth. Because God has given us a direction on having a ministry for the youth in Ecclesia. Because, you see, when you miss some stages of your life and some age, including marriage, when you miss it, you're just going to create ripple effects of malfunctions. Are you with me, somebody? When you're already at 55 now and you're not thinking calculatedly how to have what I call rest. I'm not talking about you sleeping and waking up. Rest in terms of everything. At least some measures of rest. That shows that you didn't think. Or you were not thinking. Or you're not planning. It's very important. It's very essential. That we understand the beauty of time. One of the worst statements that scripture said is a cupboard. The glory has departed. A cupboard. Time has been lost. Alignment has been corrupted. And every star shines at its orbit. Alignment, sir. That's the beauty of time. Alignment, sir, is the beauty of time. Number four. Yet again, there is a specific time for your demonstration. I'm talking about the definite time for you to be revealed. Just as that Romans chapter 8 verse 19 said, Translation for translators, sir. He said, the things that God had created are very eagerly waiting for the time when God will reveal his own true children. Luke chapter 1 verse 18. We looked at that scripture again. The Bible talked about John the Baptist. He grew, waxed strong in the spirit. He was in the desert until the time of his manifestation. Until the time of his showing forth. God was intentional, waiting for the time for him to really truly arrive. Are you with me, somebody? Amplify that scripture for me. Let's see. Let's see something. Amplified. Luke chapter 1 verse 80. He said, and the little boy, talking about John the Baptist again, grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the desert, that is the wilderness, until the day of his appearing to Israel. I'm talking about the commencement of his public ministry. Deep. From the scriptures, you see, there are what we call certainties of the accuracies of timings. Write it down, please. I'll show you a few of them from the scriptures. Certainties of the accuracies of timings. And these are times that every true child of destiny, every true child of God, must without fail go through or experience. Number one is called the time of life. The time of life. Genesis chapter 18 verse 10. Genesis chapter 18 verse 10. The time of life. 2 Kings chapter 4 and verse 16. The time. So there is the time of life for you. Number two. Genesis 18 10. 2 Kings 4 and verse 16. Number two. Set time. Set time. Genesis 21 and verse 2. For the same time that God said it will happen, it happened to Sarah. Set time. Psalm 102 verse 13. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion for the time to favor. Yea, the set time. There is a set time, brother. Number three, appointed time. Appointed time. Job 14, 14. All the days of my appointed time will I wait. Until my change comes. There is an appointed time. The heir will never differ from the slave or the servant, but must be under the tutorship and the rulership of governors until the time appointed of the father. That's what the scripture said. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 2. Galatians 4, 2. Number 4. Due time. Due time. Romans chapter 5 verse 6. Scripture said concerning Jesus, he said that in due time Christ died for the ungodly. In due time. Remember, it was the lamb that was slain where? Before the foundation of the earth. But in due time he died for the ungodly. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 6. In due season, in due time, he will lift you. In due time. Because when your time is due, all that is due you must be delivered to you. Are you with me, somebody? There is a due time. Number five, fullness of time. Someone say glory to God. Fullness of time. Galatians 4:4. Is that one of the scriptures of the season? Galatians 4:4. And then the anchor scripture of what? Fullness of time. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 10. Fullness of time. One of the time also I saw from the scriptures is what the Bible called the proper time. Verse number 6 then. Proper time. Leviticus chapter 16 and verse 2. Good news. Proper time. Tell your brother Aaron that only at the proper time is to go behind the curtain into the most holy place. Meaning if he goes there when it is not the proper time, scripture said he will be killed. Wait a while. When it is your proper time, sir, let the devil throw his strongest shot. You cannot be tampered with. Understand the mystery behind it. Proper time. Oh, glory to God. Remember one of the scriptures I showed you on Thursday? Jesus said to them, he said, "Hey, Satan," on their behalf. He was speaking on their behalf concerning Satan. He said, "For this is your hour, your time of darkness." So it must be so. Luke 22:53. This is your time. He said, why? Because when I was in the temple, when I was walking around, nobody tampered with me. But this is not the time. This is the proper time for this to happen. That's why you could have the audacity to touch me. If you had touched me earlier, fire will consume you. Angels will stop you. Proper time. Now, Leviticus chapter 26 and verse 4 again. He said, if they do, I will send rain at the proper time. If they do what I told them to do, I will send rain at the proper time. Plants for food will grow in the ground. Fruit will grow on your trees. Proper time. There is a proper time. So this begins to show us that the beauty of time is totally in its alignment to your destiny, to your assignment, to everything that has to do with you that you came to do on behalf of heaven. Have you noticed something, ladies and gentlemen? When you look at the scriptures, every one of the patriarchs, every one of those people that God used, they never surfaced at the same time. Have you noticed? Can you grab that? Abraham came, he finished his own, he disappeared. Moses came, he finished his own, he disappeared. Did you get that? Joseph came, he did his own and disappeared. Esther came, did his own and disappeared. There was never a time where two were shining at the same time. You know what it means? Your glory nobody can compete with. He said, the reason why I'm not doing it is because of this person. Something's wrong with you. Virus in your brain. The reason why I'm not selling is because you don't understand. The reason why they just say is because there's these people, these ecclesia people, that's why we are struggling everywhere. It's not true. It can be true. There's no basis for competition or comparison over your destiny, sir. If you're truly a child of God, you must be conscious of this. Your brother's doing well is not to tamper with your own. Your rising is not the reason why someone should go down. That's why you must not pray those dangerous demonic prayers. Lord, as we rise, let others fall. Where did you get that from? You know the beauty of your rising is when others also are rising in their own life, in their own sphere. That's the beauty of your rising. Every star shines on its own. Scripture said there's the glory of the sun, the glory of the moon, the glory of the stars, and all stars differ in glory. There's the glory of the celestial and the glory of the terrestrial. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 40, verse 41. Understand, this is key, this is crucial. No pressure, sir. It will only answer by alignment to timing. Alignment to timing. let's look at something strong. Alignment demands. That's what I call it. Alignment demands. If alignment is key to timing, I must not go before, I must not go after. I must just be accurate. It must just be according to timing, divine timing over my life. I must find myself in the proper time, in the fullness of time, in the appointed time, in due season, in the set time. Then what are the demands for my alignment? Number one, preparation. Prepare. Since you know your time will surely come, then prepare ahead of your time. Because there's nothing sweeter than being set when your set time has arrived. The worst thing that can happen to you is when your set time has arrived and you're not set. And please understand, when it's got to do with destiny, there's no waste of time. I've said it again and again, sir. He told me, 2001, he said, for every assignment, I have alternatives. So I work by substitution, by elimination. When that man or that woman begins to drag, purpose will not change, persons will change. So I begin to raise another person to get it done. To get it done. I met a man of God 2001. He talked about his assignment and he said for 7 years he dragged about it. So one day, God gave him an assignment to start a ministry. Follow this and gave him the name and told him where the ministry will start. Sir, he said to me, one day he found himself on that street that the ministry was to start. With God told him 7 years ago, and he told him to start there at that point, and he was dragging. You know what happened, sir? He said with his eyes open, he was walking and he lifted up his eyes. It was a duplex, and he saw that exact ministry. The name, sir, the name. And he walked in and he said, sir, when did this work start? He said, 3 months ago. He said, what happened? He said, God told me that someone lost it, so he gave it to me to do. Whatever he tells you to do, do it, brother. Do it, sister. I've told you, friends, everything is about a jigsaw puzzle. Every one of us is connected. If you miss yours, it affects the other. It's all about alignment. So you can't let your carelessness, because you are thinking of what you will eat and what your family will feed on, to affect an entire generation. No, brother. It won't be. Don't forget, oh, this destiny we're talking about, you didn't work for it. It's a shared gift of God. So God is much more desperate in fulfilling that destiny than you. That for me is the beauty of life. So when you find yourself in a life with God, you know that this thing must happen. You know that your life must be. That's why it becomes important that you know that this is a season of preparation for you, for many things that lies ahead of you. You know what was said concerning Jotham? Can you remember that scripture? 2 Chronicles chapter 27 verse 6. He said Jotham became mighty. How? Because he prepared his ways before. He prepared his ways before. Before, sir, he became mighty. And what was striking for me was that the scripture said Jotham was just 16 years old. He became mighty because he prepared his way before. I get what I'm trying to say, sir. He knew that it was going to be. Why? He was a son of the king. He knew that it was heir apparel. He knew that it was next. So he began to prepare himself for what lies ahead. Stop living the world system. Stop being careless about your life. So for some of we young ones, stop being spoon-fed by your parents. Understand. Prepare yourself for what lies ahead of you. Anything you go through now, any season of your life you go through now, is not a waste no more. It's required of God. The trainings and the personal dealings, the rigors and the restrictions that God will allow you to go through as a man or as a woman, is intentional by God. If it is not ordained by God, it would never happen. Never happen. Never happen. Never happen. I don't know why everybody is rejecting me. It was ordained by God. What he's doing is to prepare you strong for what lies ahead. There's a prepared place for every prepared man. May you be that prepared person. Prepare! One of my most beautiful scriptures, the workforce knows about that. Proverbs 24, 27. Prepare thy work without. Make it fit for thyself. After that, build your house.
walk without. Make it fit for yourself. After that, build your house. Prepare. Kalabayase. Solomon said, Proverbs 16:1, the preparation, it belongs to man. The answers is of God. God will not prepare for you, brother. It is you that prepares. Give me New King James. That becomes very clear and straightforward for you. It is you. It's your responsibility to prepare. God told you you're going to be great. Prepare for the greatness.
Are you getting me, somebody? You know what he said in Amos? Amos 4:12, thereof. He said, hey, I'm coming. He said, but prepare to meet thy God. Do what? Prepare to meet thy God.
You prepare, I'll come. So, do you understand? Therefore, thus will I do unto you, Israel. Because I will do this unto thee. Prepare to meet me. I'm not just going to come because I told you I will come. I will come because you are prepared for me. There's a prepared man for a prepared place. Your destiny is a prepared place. Are you that prepared woman? Every small thing you are crying. Every small thing you are tired. Every small thing you are frustrated. Every small thing you are changing your mind. You don't know these are preparatory times. God is working on you, brother. Getting you set for what lies ahead of you. Sir, let me tell you something about destiny, sir. When you enter destiny in full, you can never be shocked. When you enter destiny in full, you will know that it has to happen. Because nothing just happens in the kingdom. The things that God purposely takes you through is because it is required. You know what, sir? If you've gone through some series of dryness and emptiness and financial struggles, it's because you are going to be a financial dominion. So what is he doing? He's teaching you how to become financially dependent on him. You know what the Bible said? 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. It said there's no temptation. There's no challenge that we're going through that is not common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow us to be tempted above we're able. For with the same temptation, we will make a way of escape, because he knows we can handle it. To me, it's the key. The key is the way of escape. So he brought the temptation and he has prepared the way of escape. Are you with me, somebody? Be strong, brother. Don't let anybody look down on you. You're going through a phase. And that phase will face off. Because it's to set you for what lies ahead. It's an alignment demand. It's an alignment demand. Don't think God is an irresponsible father. How can God be asking you a primary four question when you have not gone through primary four? Do you understand? But meanwhile, you're actually to get to your first degree. Year one in your university, or you're in primary four. So it takes you stage by stage. You can imagine an SS3 student, and then the question they give him in WAEC is final year of accounting. Does it make sense? Think about it. The beauty of examination is when you are prepared. Eh? Intentionality exam next week. The reason why many are not excited is because they are not prepared. But when you are prepared, you say, come on, bring it. This man is bragging too much. Bring this thing, let's forget about it. Let's go to Gilgal. Nonsense. Do you get what I'm trying to say? But many of you now, you've turned me to a prayer point. What is wrong with you? Because of exam. Why? Because you are not prepared. Are you with me, someone? May you be prepared. In the name. Number two. Is alignment with God. Aligning with God. Yeah, that's right. Aligning with God. Aligning with God. This way, yet again, your relationship with him is so key, so crucial. It's so very vital. Can I beg you, sir? Remember the stages. The first stages of destiny timing. Can you remember? Declaration, go on. Distress, go on.
development. Go on. See, don't let 2 and 3 take you away from God. The actual tendency of 2 and 3 is to take you away from God. But God's definite intention is to make you closer. Don't forget what I said. Don't let your pain paralyze you. Your pain is to promote you, not to paralyze you. Don't allow it. Don't let those stages of loneliness and quietness and nothingness take you away from God. Now you begin to ask God, is there God? Is God true? That's a shame on your redemption, brother. Alignment with God. Job began to understand some things with God. Job 22, from verse 21. You know what you do? King James said, Akunda, now that I said with God, be at peace, thereby good shall come unto you. Receive, I pray, the love from his mouth, and lay up his word in your heart. Now, take it from Message. Look up. Look up, everybody. Look at this. Shall we read? Want to go? Come to terms with him, and everything will turn out just. Oh my God. Do you get that, brother? Now look at verse 22. Go, everybody, let's read. Let him tell you what to do. Take his word to heart. My God. Verse 23, sir. Thank you. Let's go. Come back to God Almighty, and he'll rebuild your life. Clean house. Are you with me? Let's do BBE. Let's do BBE. Bible in Basic English. Take it from verse 21. Okay, beautiful. Thank you. All right. Let's go through this together, friends. One to go. Put yourself now in a right relationship with him. With who? Who? Who is him? And be what? Be at peace. So will you do well. Le casta. You cannot be at a disadvantage. If you have a strong relationship with God. It's not possible. Look at verse 22. Read. Be pleased to take teachings from his mouth and let his words be stored up in your heart. Verse 23, sir. If you come back to the ruler of all, making yourself low before him. If you put evil away. Now, verse 28, you know, he said, then you will decree things. He shall be established and light shall shine. Go to Basic. Thank you. Basic. All right. Shall we read? One to go. Whoa. Your purpose will come about. Your destiny will come about. Life will be fulfilled. It's in God. It's in God. John 15 from verse 4. Translation for translators. Is that one of the scriptures we looked at when we're looking at relationship with God, intimacy with the Spirit? Is that okay? Now, he said, remain having a close relationship with me. That's Jesus speaking. If you do that, I will remain having a close relationship with you. A branch of a vine cannot bear fruit if it is cut off and left by itself. To bear fruit, it must remain attached to the vine. Similarly, you can't live the way that God wants you to if you do not remain united. Verse 5, sir. I am like a vine, you are like the branches. All those who have a close relationship with me, this is Jesus speaking again, and with whom I have close relationship with, or close relationship will do much that pleases God. Like a vine that bears much fruit, remember that you can do nothing but that truly pleases God without whose help? You can't. It's nothing. You just be struggling. You know, your destiny is all about pleasing God, not pleasing man, sir. Give me a message of that scripture, that verse 5. Yeah, I listen something there. Thank you, Father. All right. I am the vine, you are the branches. When you are joined with me and I with you, the relation, intimate and organic, the harvest is sure to be abundant. Separated, you can't produce a thing. Are you with me, somebody? Aligning with God is key, is crucial. Number 3 is waiting. Waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. Wait. Wait. Wait on the Lord. I say wait on Him. Wait and don't be discouraged. Since everything is about timing, then wait. For every vision is at an appointed time. The Bible said that the end shall speak and not lie. Though it tarries, what the Bible say? Wait, for it shall surely come to pass. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3. Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 3. Wait, sir. Wait. Wait. Isaiah 64, verse 4. He said, for since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither had the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he had prepared for him that waited for him. Wait, sir. You know, that scripture looks familiar. That's Isaiah speaking strong. So what Paul did was to replay what Isaiah said. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. For as it is written, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, it has not entered into the heart of man. But God has prepared for them that love him. They that love him are the ones that wait for him. Wait on him. They don't see waste. Waiting is not wasting at this point. Wait. Wait for your time. Remember, Romans chapter 8, verse 19. The earnest expectation of the old creature. They are waiting. They are waiting. The manifestations of the sons of God. His English said, he said they're waiting for the future time where the sons of God will manifest. Easy to read said, they're waiting with excitement for the time when he will show the world who his children are. Wait, sir. Wait on the Lord. Wait. Wait. Your time will come. Sir, did you hear what I said, sir? Your time will come. Look at me, everyone under the sound of my voice, including those online. I say it, your time will come. No agitation, sir. He knows when it is best for you to do well. Sir, do you understand? So maintain a strong relationship with God. Your time will surely come. Everything will just come all together at once. Your sacrifice, your prayings, your fastings, your tears, your hard work, they will come together at once when your time comes. When the harvest of a thing comes, what happens, sir? Everything always answers. You know, it's so interesting. Uncle Akpa, the only thing that just came to my mind is the rearing of chicks for eggs. When they are growing, investment so much. Is that not true? When it that becomes matured to the point whereby it begins to lay for a full year, what do? You don't need to do anything, you just be having it. Are you with me? But there's a time, no matter how you feed it, it will not produce one egg. How it now? What is the struggle about? Listen to me, sir. Listen to me. Because God told you and God said it's going to happen, there's a timing for it. Can I shock you, sir? If God told you and said it's going to happen, If you get the timing, everything will answer. When you don't get the timing, is when you are struggling and you're toiling. Trust me, sir. What the progression of this assignment, you will understand. There's a timing for everything. It answers beautiful. You remember what happens in his time? He had made all things beautiful in his time. Don't forget that scripture. Exodus chapter 3 verse 11. He hath made. So it had been programmed that 2020 is the time for this to happen for you. Until it is 2020, it won't happen. So what do I do at that point? I wait. I don't complain. I just wait. Give me his English of that Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3. Let's look at that together. You will do well. Yeah. You know, don't blame me when I keep telling you will do well. Because it was one that told me to keep saying it over your life. Because every one of you, your destiny has been programmed. So telling you will do well, do you understand? It's more crucial for me. Because you're doing well is a certainty. So saying it by prophecy is to establish you in strength. You will do well. Now look at that scripture. What I will show to you must, loud, must for, must, but at that time it will what happen? Not what I will show to you will happen. No, must wait for the proper time. At that proper time, tell all the demons to join their hands. Nothing can happen. It will happen. They can't stop it. That's why the devil is not a factor. So it will happen just as I've said it. What is wrong with you? It may not happen for a long time, but wait for it. It will certainly happen, and it will not be late. I'll lift up your right hand and say, Father, I believe your word. This is my word. This is my word today. This is my word today. This is my word today. Thank you, Father. Let me close with this. On Thursday, I will continue. Let me close with this. And this is a warning for us. Number four, don't engage in silly things. Don't engage in silly things. Most of the times, people don't understand that God is preparing you. God is working on you in your time of waiting. That is not the time you engage in silly things. Don't make crazy decisions. The things you were not doing before, you find yourself doing suddenly now. No, sir. Don't. Don't, sir. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 3. Is English, sir. So what the Bible said. Read, friends. 1, 2, go. Stop. No, sir. No. Yeah, I'm not the one that wrote the Bible. Oh, yeah? Let's go. 1, 2, go. Read. Stop. Do you understand? Who destroyed them? They destroyed themselves. Don't, sir. There's a place of incubation for everything that God has for you. Don't worry. Next week, we're looking at fulfillment of time. I'll be simple. So we'll look at that. There's a place of incubation. So don't do silly things. So you won't destroy yourself. You that God said you are to be demonstrated. Suddenly you are for destruction. Because at the point of your waiting, you started doing silly things. Go back to that scripture. Thank you, sir. So they destroy themselves. Then they get angry with who? Lord. I don't know. I'm tired. This thing is not working. I do not understand. How long will this thing be? What a careless statement. You know what Job said? He said, all the days of my appointed time will I wait until what? My change comes. 14:14 of Job. Do you understand? 14:14. Will I wait until my change comes? I'm not going to do silly things. You know what? Thank you, Lord. You know what is his wife did to him? His wife got to chapter 2. He said, hey, sir, relax. Curse God and die. So you are a stupid woman. Other version say you are an idiot. At this point, you are an idiot. You don't understand that this is the time for me to wait on God and trust on God to the end. All the days of my appointment, will I wait until my change comes? Did the change come? Think about it. Give me the Habakkuk again, sir. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3. This time around, if you have the Living Bible, TLB, sir. Thank you. TLB. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. See what the Bible said. Hear this, sir. But these things I plan won't happen right away. Slowly, steadily, surely. Someone said that's a process. Slowly, steadily, surely. Sir, inconsistency is where your glory lies. Why didn't you come to church today? I'm tired, though. I don't understand, sir. You have slowed down many things. The thing that would have happened right on time may not happen again right on time. Because you have started tampering with God's agenda for your life. Just look at this beautiful scripture. Slowly, steadily, surely, the time approaches when the vision will be fulfilled. If it seems slow, do not despair. Don't do silly things, oh. Don't give up, oh. For these things will surely come to pass. Just be patient. They will not be overdue a single day. Trust in God. That's what I said in the spirit. Feels so sweet to trust in Jesus. Just to take him at his word. Just to rest upon his promise. Just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him. How I've proved him over and over again. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh for grace. Trust God, brother. Trust him. Anything we say, sir, you don't need to assist him. He will bring it to pass. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. Give me translation for translators. Say, he that shall come will come and not tarry. Don't tarry, wait for him. He said, but you must be careful that you must not draw back unto perdition. He said, for God will not have joy with the one that draw back unto perdition. He that shall come with water will come and not tarry. Hebrews chapter 10, from verse 38. Look up, everybody. Look up. But those whom I have summoned, has God summoned you? Yes, he has. He has called you. That's what it means. He has separated you. That's what it means. He has appointed you. That's what it means. He has summoned you. They are the called out ones. Who act righteously, do right, rightly, rightly, rightness, must continually live trusting in me. Because if they, in a cowardly manner, cease to trust in me, I will not be pleased and will be angry with them. God will not be angry with you. So, do you understand? God that said you are to demonstrate, you are to manifest, is not angry with you because you are missing things. The things you ought to do, you are not doing again. You are losing trust in him. The word of God that you were taking as your life, suddenly you are dropping it. You're not responding. You're playing careless. You keep doing silly things at that point. No, brother. It's an alignment demand. Go on, sir. Verse 39. Do you have 39? Thank you. He said, but we are not ones who in a cowardly manner cease to trust in God. Say, we are not among them. He said, with the result that God will severely punish us. But not of them. Instead, look at who we are. Let's read from instead. Want to go? Instead, we are ones who trust in him with the result that God
will save us eternally. Glory to God. Trust in God, sir. Don't do silly things. Don't follow silly people with silly statements. Proverbs 14:7 is English said, stay away from silly people. They have nothing to teach you. They have nothing. They have how many things? Nothing to teach you. You know, I said this to us in the month of October. If you allow Jonah to stay in your boat, it will have shipwreck. You will die. Jonah will not die. Jonah will still go and fulfill his assignment. So run away from Jonah, so that they won't sink you. Jude 18. Jude is the second to the last book of the Bible. I'm true. Jude 18. Have you been blessed today? All right, Jude 18, and then we'll go. Rise to your feet. Let's read this word of God rising. Someone say, I'm not a silly man. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm not a silly person. I'm preparing myself. I'm aligning my life. I'm waiting on God. I'm connecting to Him. I'm not playing careless. I'm not in for silly things. God is watching over my life and is intentional about me. I'm going through a process now. I'll be true in a short while. In Jesus' name. You know what, friends? Let me say this to every one of us, because many of us have become spiritually mature. Those of us hearing us for the first time, I know that such a message like this may be strong, but at the same time, is good for you. Now, you see, there's a fault line that you cannot alter. If it is following God's destiny and coming ultimately to His plan for your life, if it's going through the process and becoming who God wants you to be, there's nothing you can do about it. If it is growth you are to experience, there must be changes. True or false? Did I confuse you? Huh? I will still teach you when the time comes for that. Exactly. Because a dimension that is very clear. If it is growth, sir. If it's growth for all those women that God delivered of babies this year. If you look at all those children, they kept growing. The first thing you saw was what? Changes were occurring. That's the first line. But sir, if change is truly change, that means there will be losses. You will lose some things so as to experience the change. Huh? Do you understand that? God said, hey, I want to change you. I want to grow you. I want to do a new thing. Then what did He say next? Forget the old. Meaning, drop the old, take the new. So you have to lose the old so as to embrace the new. Don't forget the first line. Growth, changes. Changes, losses. Second line. The third line, if there are losses, there will be pains. Some things will be taken from you and it will add pain to you. When that child is to drop, that 4 or 5 year old child is to drop the milk teeth, pains. So that the wisdom teeth can grow. When that woman is to drop the figure 8 and go to figure 1, so that the baby can come out, pains. Don't forget this, sir. I'm going to teach you if God released for me, because I've been designed to teach you since last season this. But it just dropped in my spirit to just communicate this to you. Listen, sir. Growth, which is a process. Change, first line. Change, losses. If it's a loss, pains, third line. Therefore, fourth line, growth equals pain. That's the fourth line. This, sir, if it's growth, there must be pain. For instance, in my profession, you can't tell me you want to grow as a man of God, you're eating every day. I'm talking genuine, I'm not talking about. Sir, do you understand? Growth equals pain.
So be careful so that you won't get yourself entangled with silly things, silly talks, foolish thoughts, getting entangled with silly people. It's very key. It's very crucial. You see, sir, for every phase of your life, God sets people around you. The devil also sets people around you. Every phase, every stage of your life, God sets people around you. The people around you that God sets around you, they are to assist you, they are to help you. The people around you that the devil sets, they are to pull you down. The interesting part about it is that you can't be friends with two of them. Did you hear what I said, Prof? You can never be friends with two of them. It will never work. I don't know why I'm emphasizing on this for someone. The time for you to do well, for you to be reviewed and made manifest, I mean, programmed already. But God is asking you, prepare. God is asking you, wait on me, trust on me, align properly with me. This is the time you build more relationship with me. I trust you, God. I love you, Lord. No, God, I don't even know. I'm tired. I even go to Asukuro now. I'm not going. It's good. Don't go. Stay. Are you with me? So you begin to understand. Don't do silly things. It's very crucial. At the end, every vision shall speak and not lie. Jude verse 18, sir. Those online, thank you again for investing in your data to connect to God. Do you have translation? Do you? Okay. This is what you have. Thank you. No problem. All right. Look at this, friends. They said this to you. In the last times, some people will think that God and God's rules are not important. He's talking about the end time, the last days. These are the things that becomes operative. Who are those people? The people that the devil has set around you because of destiny that must be relevant. They will say that it is silly to obey God. They will not want to obey Him. Instead, they will do whatever bad things they want to do in the last times. And this is what is trending all over the world. You make up your mind, brother. There's an alignment for me to show forth. There's a time for me to be made manifest. I won't dabble into anything that will drop God, make God drop me. I won't dabble into anything that will make God change His mind over my life. Sir, forgotten anything? I am 78. I've told you again and again, sir. I'm not ashamed of it. I am 78. Do you know some of them? I do. Some are dead, some are alive. 78. That's why I'm going to be rugged and very brutal on myself to see it actualized. Are you with me, somebody? If I die, I die. If I perish, I perish. Destiny must be fulfilled for a generation, not for myself. That's the same thing God is bringing you into. If you have lost alignment, return back to God first before time will align. The things that you were doing before, don't stop. The things that you have stopped, revisit. God never moves people backwards. God moves people forward. Don't compromise your faith. This is not the time. If God cannot bring it to pass, don't corrupt it by your hand. For He makes all things. He has made it already. Beautiful. I told you, the Hebrew word is the same word for mature. So everything comes into maturity when it is God's time for your life. Lift up your two hands and thank Him for His word.
Ancient, whatever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open arms. Oh, let the ancient world impart ancient word, ever true, changing me, changing you. We have come with open heart. Oh, let the
lift up your voice and let God know you are grateful for His word. And you have received His word with every meekness of heart. Thank Him for His word. Thank Him for His word. The word that will make effect in your life is the one you are grateful over. You didn't do anything to receive the word. He sent His word. But blessed are you that do or does the word. Say, for that man shall be that man, that woman shall be blessed in all his deeds. James chapter 1, verse 25. Thank Him for His word. 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 Father, thank You. Thank You for Your word. Thank You for Your word. Aligning me, correcting me, improving me, guiding me, instructing me, leading me. Now I know better. Now I know better. And there is a timing for my destiny to show forth. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father, for the strength to stay with You, to trust in You till the end, not to look back, not to give up, not to look at every other thing, not to even make mentions of silly words or thinking silly thoughts, but staying strong in You. Thank You, Father, because indeed You are watching over me to see Your word fulfilled in my life. Thank You, Jesus. None of Your word will fail over me. Thank You, Jesus. I stand sure in Your word. I stand strong in Your word. I believe, Lord. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe because Your word will come to pass. I will become an epitome, an effect of the resultant truth of Your word. I will see Your word materialize in my life. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father. Your word is making me. Make it your confession right now. Go ahead and make that your confession. Your word is making me. Your word is making me. I am not discouraged. Your word is making me. Your word is preparing me. Your word is working on me. Inside out. Inside out. Inside out. I will surely manifest in the fullness of time. My God is bringing me out. In the fullness of time, my word will hear about me. In the fullness of time, what eyes have not seen, what ears have not heard, what has never entered into the heart of man, that is what will happen to me. That is what will answer for me. Oh, in the fullness of time. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. You know, there's time for everything. There's a time for you to be saved. If you miss the time for your salvation, I've showed you that song of Solomon. It said, my beloved kept knocking. It said, but he opened. And suddenly he said, I slept a little while. By the time I woke up, my beloved was gone. And that was the end. Jesus said in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, I stand at the door of your heart and knock. If you open, I come in. If you don't, no problem. I go to the next door. Hi, I'm G. You want me to have a relationship with you? Good. But that is the guarantee for a destiny that must happen according to the alignment of time. Someone is here this morning. Jesus, save me. Jesus, forgive me. Jesus, I come just as I am. I look unto You. Destiny must not fail. Someone is looking unto God for salvation this day. Those online, those here right now, wherever you are, you need to pray this prayer with me for your salvation. Lift up your right hand and I'll pray for you right now in the name of Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Well, God bless you. Lift up boldly. Just lift up boldly. Boldly. God bless you. All right. Every one of you lifting up the hands wherever you are, place the other hand on your chest and pray this prayer after me. Those online, you just stretch forth your other hand on your PC. And pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, this morning I surrender all to You. Savior, Son of God, forgive me. Have mercy on me. This day I declare You as my Lord, my Savior, my Maker, and my help. From today, I follow You all the way. In Jesus' name, amen. Now I pray for every one of you that in the name of Jesus, salvation had met you, therefore everything in Christ is yours from today. The power of sin is broken. Hell has lost its grip. And your life in Christ Jesus and in this kingdom is established in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' holy name. Every one of us, please place your two hands on your chest as I hand over you and your destiny to the hand of the Master, who had said, "It's time will reveal you." Most High God, I pray for these precious ones whom you have called to hear your word. And I decree that in the name of Jesus, destiny will answer. I don't care what is happening right now. It was written that it should be. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, every phase starts and ends. Therefore, every undue phase that you are going through that is getting too prolonged is stopping now. By this word, because he sent me to communicate this word to you this time and in this season of your life. Therefore, by this word you've heard today, your destiny begins to align with time. And at the proper time for your manifestation, everything will answer for your good. You are blessed. And I say it again in the name of Jesus Christ who sent me. You will do well. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Wave those two hands and let's thank God for his word. Give him praise, brother. Give him praise, sister. Give him praise, family. Father, thank you for your word. We bless you forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening. You can get more of our materials on our website, www.ecclesiachristianembassy.org. Be part of the worship experience at the Ecclesia Embassy, Abu Resettlement, Abuja. Be part of our growing online community with the handle at Ecclesia Embassy. For further inquiries, please call 0803-400-7767 or 0708-671-2410. You are free to pick the audio teachings free of charge and share with your friends. You're blessed.